Hello, James Metz, an electrician.
Hey, James, it's Gail at Local Splash. How are you this morning?
Good. Hold on a second. Let me just go into an area of cell phone service.
No problem. You're coming in loud and clear, though.
Yeah, I was in a ceiling. It was a little scratchy. Hold on.
Oh, gosh. Sorry, I didn't mean to catch you in a ceiling.
No problem. So, I'm sorry, who is this again?
Gail from Local Splash.
Oh, yes, Gail. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
Good, good. Did you get a chance to check over the email I sent to you?
Yes, I did look over it.
Right.
Everything does seem good on that end. I'm just waiting for another company to get back to me with some information. And I'll go ahead and see whether I'm going to pull the trigger with you guys and them, depending on whether they do website and SEO that's going to be comparable, or whether they're just going to do the website and you guys are going to do the SEO.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. That makes sense. If you don't mind my asking, would I know the company, or is it a smaller local company?
I don't know if you would know the company. I think it was HFB or HBF. They're out of Georgia.
Okay. Never heard of them before. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And did you verify that they are Google partners just for your own protection?
No, that's what I was waiting for. They sent me the email last night. I just haven't had the chance to double check it yet.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
I am aware of, that's why I wanted emails from you guys. I took emails from other companies before I sign on to anything and throw people thousands of dollars. I always make sure, and I've done my research with everything, so I know what I'm looking for. I know what I need. I know everything about how SEO works and, you know, the process that goes involved with it. The Google certified thing, I'm okay for doing it, but again, as long as it's not the ad part of it, because that seems to be the deterrent. I chose to use a 1-800 number in the past, and the 1-800 number scared a lot of customers away because they didn't want to use what they thought was a corporate company by seeing the 1-800 number. I was a single operation, but they were like, oh yeah, no, we saw the 1-800 number. No.
No, it doesn't work everywhere. And no, we're not talking about the section where it says ad in front of it. Those are the pay-per-clicks. And
yep.
I mean, between me and you, I think you're going the way of the dinosaur. I don't like them. They're expensive. I mean, we sell them if you want them, but I try to steer people away. There are better options that don't have to cost an arm and a leg like that. I mean, it's,
right.
Yeah, the pay-per-click is kind of an archaic system, really. I mean, it just is.
It works with Yelp, and I do have a Yelp account. So I do pay-per-click with them. And, I mean, yeah, some months it's only a few $100. Some months it's up to, like, $600. It really depends on the amount of people, the time of year, and everything else. So right now I've gotten a ton of requests for doing generator installs. So everybody before the winter time, now I've gotten, you know, my bill with Yelp gets up to about $600. So, and I anticipate that. I budget for that.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Well, James, do you think Monday would be a good time to follow back up? Will you eventually look at everything over the weekend?
Let me double check my schedule to see how I am on Monday.
And I was going to ask you, too, before I go, if there's a time that would work.
I'm actually thinking that Wednesday would probably be better. I mean, Monday I'm going to be in between a couple different jobs, and I'm going to be in a bad cell phone service area.
Gotcha.
Same with Tuesday. But Wednesday I'm going to be right next door to my shop. And I know I have cell phone service there. So if you want to reach out to me. Yeah, if you want to reach out, well, where I live, we have multiple dead spots where there's literally absolutely no cell phone service. So I try and pick and choose days if I'm going to be working somewhere to set up meetings and phone calls for days that I'm not in those areas.
Gotcha.
But yeah, Wednesday I'll be right next door to my shop. So if you wanted to call me on Wednesday, I'd say somewhere around noon, give me some time to get settled in with my customer and, you know, take break and all that jazz.
Well, let me check my calendar. Let's go ahead and set an appointment. That way you don't have to chase me around and vice versa. Let me see. I can't do exactly noon. How about, would 12:30 work?
Yeah, 12:30 is fine.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. I will put you on my calendar for 12:30 on Wednesday and we'll go from there. Hopefully we'll be getting you set up that day.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Oh, and happy Veterans Day.
You as well. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye, James.
Bye-bye.